Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX 1070. If you want to know more about me or the guests ever, contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. I always hear every week how much you're enjoying the guests I have on, and I love that because I think every guest we have on offers something, and maybe you're going to learn something. Today we have Dr. Olivia Dam and Dr. Darren Benn, who are on from Victoria Eye Center, and they're going to talk about cataracts. And, you know, a lot of people don't know what these are, but most of us will get a cataract. Also, Donna Randall is here. She's an author and a writer and so many more things. And she's got a book out called Menopause or Lunacy? That is the question. And it's a great read. Funny, but true, sadly. Anyways, Donna's here in the studio. How are you, Donna?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, I know you're many things. You wear a lot of hats, and we're going to talk about some of those. But the book is sort of the latest. Now, how did this come about, dare I ask?
Well, it came about when I was, about 10 years ago, I started to read it. And that was, or to write it, read it, whatever. I didn't yet know I was menopausal. And it was a girlfriend about 8 years my senior, mm-hmm. who, after I sent her up and down and up and down and up and down email messages, phone rang and she says, stop, just stop. She said, Dad, you know what's happening to you? And I said, yeah, I'm going blankety blank crazy. And she said, yes, but there's a reason. It won't last forever. You, my dear friend, are menopausal. So
yeah.
I had been a sexuality educator for lots of years. Should I have known that? Yes. But it was happening to me.
Right.
So
I don't think we talked about it. Like growing up, you know, like all these things that women go through, we haven't really talked about it. It was sort of like taboo. And now we live in kind of a great age where things are much more open. And it's exactly that is usually an elder, someone who's a little older than us, a friend will kind of give us what's going to happen, the roadmap.
That's right. And you need to get that from someone who's been there or further along the road than you are.
Right. And you called a woman of certain age. And like we know each other, right? We go, okay, like our tribe, you know, you kind of see each other. And that can be a variety of ages too, because it happens for people at different times and symptoms can be very different. What kind of symptoms have you seen in people?
Oh, well, you know, just obviously the hot flashes is one of the standard ones. So yeah. Anytime you're talking with someone and they're fidgeting and carrying on and getting their jacket off and, you know, eyelashes and eyebrows sweating and everything going on, well, that's, you know, a lovely hot flash. Other things might be, one thing I was really shocked about, and I'll jump right into it, and it leads to your next guests is dry eye, bad dry eye. And because of I had cataracts starting and so on and so forth, it's been this perfect storm of me really being visually impaired at this point and trying to, you know, have a business going and all the rest of it. Would have never known that, I mean, in a million years.
And you find that sometimes maybe health practitioners don't take it seriously, that all these things are related? To try and get your answer?
That's right. And I was very lucky. The same woman who was fabulous and, you know, gave me a heart attack because I knew then that I was menopausal. She advised me to go and see her doctor, who isn't practicing in the city anymore, unfortunately. But she had done all sorts of research into menopause and various sundry things you can do to help your way through, and she was just a gem. I'm not sure where I might still be kind of crumpled in a corner if it wasn't for her.
Well, so you're kind of over some of it, but you still have lingering effects with the eyes. What are some kind of hopeful things for women that are kind of going through this or in the beginning stages that eventually there is an outcome and it could be a good one?
Well, I think the first thing is that we are talking about it a lot more openly. Mm-hmm. So you don't kind of just, the worst thing is when you're leading up to it and weird things are happening. Yeah. You know, you just really don't know what's going on. And also this, the brain dysfunction, as I call it. The fog. And I have a scenario called In Search of a Brain, Ideally Mine. And that was really alarming to me. You know, yeah. I kind of wondered if I really was, I don't know, early onset Alzheimer's or something.
I think that's what a lot of us think when we get this.
Well, exactly, because I was running my own business and everything was in its place, nice files, and knew what was due when, and suddenly not so much. It was like...
So your organizational skills, which were probably type A, were changing.
They were just leaving me somewhere.
So humor is a big part of it for you, and I know that from your family and writing. So is that how you kind of have to deal with that too? Is even with your eyes, and this is it's not a funny laughing matter, but you find humor in all this?
I really think, yeah, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down for sure. And for example, the latest thing, I was doing some volunteering for Swiftsure, and one of the guys said something like, okay, where's that blonde blind woman that's lurking around somewhere? You know, some people might be offended, but I just thought, hey, I'm going to call myself that from now on until the eyes are fixed. That's perfect.
I love it. I think that's great when you can sort of, you know, make a little fun of yourself too and be easy about it, because there's nothing you can do about some of these things. Mm-hmm. And to talk about it's good, because, you know, I couldn't sleep and still have those problems. And, you know, sometimes the heart palpitations at night and all those things. And not everybody has the same stuff, but lack of sleep can make you foggy headed too, right, after a while. And then your tummy starts to grow. And you said you were, and you are very slim, but that was maybe when you were, you know, before this, you'd look at people and think, oh, just lose some weight, or just, you didn't kind of realize that it's not sort of that simple.
Thank you for saying that, because when I was younger and I was a fitness fanatic, it wasn't a particularly healthy arrangement. It was just like, oh, I got to get in there, or I'm just going to die. I'm going to be fat tomorrow, right? And I was not sympathetic to women who, I guess I didn't even think about the menopause part of it. And then if they weren't so dedicated that, you know, they might have four kids at home and all the rest of it. But I'm thinking, just get in there, for heaven's sakes. Don't whine about you can't get in there. Not nice. And certainly, it's, you know, menopause in general has sort of batted me over the head to say, hey, like, women go through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They don't need other women as their enemies, or you know, looking at them, looking down at them. And you better just be a nicer person from now on.
Well, I think you got that mastered. And I think it's really true, because I think ageism and weight are sort of the territories where people still think they can say or do anything. And it's a hard thing to be very heavy. It's hard getting older sometimes. But, you know, we have to be kind to people and embrace it, and hopefully make it look like it's a great journey, because it can be.
Yes, it can be. Ups and downs, generally.
Ups and downs, yeah. Because, you know, another thing you're involved in is, of course, with caregiving.
Right.
And you have an agreement. We'll talk about that, and I'll have you back on to really go into detail. But, you know, right now I'm probably going to forget what I'm talking about, because I'm a certain age.
I'll try to pick it up if I haven't forgotten as well.
Yes. Well, I think I'd have to go back to a different thread, because I have forgotten that one. So the night stuff, the night sweats. Now, is that different than the hot flashes? Because isn't that the same thing? Because you're hot and you're sweating, and it's night and day. And
what happened for me, and I've spoken with other women and doctors, and they sort of corroborated this idea for me, is that the night sweats are the, like, drenched in 2 seconds flat, totally drenched.
Oh.
And like, you can't. There's no way you could go back in the bed after you get up and kind of shake yourself off and go to the bathroom and figure out what you're going to do next, because you're soaked, like the bed is soaked. So what I didn't have many of those. Thank goodness, something I didn't have many of. But the few I did, and a lot of women I was talking to, they'd have to either change the sheets in the middle of the night or put down a blanket or a large towel. And sort
you
of
want to get a big dog bed for yourself or something. Go sit in the corner.
Or you can cheat and just go to the couch just till it gets wet.
Oh, my God. That's why a lot of time just watching TV in the living room at 4 in the morning, you know?
Oh, I know.
At least there's some shows. I remember when I was pregnant and get up at night, and there was only bars and tone, you know, usually. So,
yes.
So it's improved a lot. So always look on the bright side, as John Cleese would say, right?
That's
when
right.
We come back, we're going to talk more with Donna Randall. Back.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries. Hey, it's your anniversary in a week, right?
Yep.
Getting the missus anything special?
Well, I don't know. I got time. I'll think of something.
7 days later.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, no way. Already?
Yes.
Some things are closer than you think, like the JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Try their three-course dinner menu and experience great home-style cooking with fresh ingredients made from scratch. The JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Really good, really close. Corner of Government and Toronto.
Hi, Dad. How are you feeling? We've been worried about you since your fall.
Much better now that I'm back home, dear. I got the alarm care system.
You mean the medical alarm?
If I have another accident, the system will detect my fall automatically, and someone from Alarm Force can speak to me live in the house.
Really?
They've got my medical history on file and can send help right away. They'll even call you and your brother so you know what's happening.
You know what, Dad? That does make me feel better.
Get peace of mind for the ones you love with Alarm Care by Alarm Force. Call 1-800-267-2001 or visit myalarmcare.com.
Is it easy to get more? Well, I was looking at my dream car in Ford.ca, and I get 0% APR financing, and I can recycle my old ride and get between $1,000 and $2,500. And now, between May 26 and June 1st, I can get even more with up to an additional $750 towards the purchase finance of most new 2015 vehicles, like F-150, Mustang, Focus, and Escape. So yeah, it is easy.
When you get up to an additional $750 until June 1st during the Get Even More sales event, it's even easier to get into a Ford. See Ford.ca for details.
They say the kitchen is the heart of the home, so keep your finger on the pulse with the KitchenAid launch event on now at Lansdowne Appliance. The new models are here. Be amazed by the new look, the new feel, and the new performance. And save up to 25% when you purchase select KitchenAid appliances until the end of June. The KitchenAid launch event on now at Lansdowne Appliance on the corner of Douglas and Kings and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
We are back with Dr. Ben is next, and you said you might be seeing Dr. Ben, which is unusual, right? He's on the show, and here you might be seeing him. Yeah. Donna Randall's here. She's an author and many other things. Her book is called Menopause or Lunacy? That is the question. So we're talking about hot flashes, and I've seen people that literally can see the red, like, you know, kind of like, and then back up again. The color comes and goes.
Yeah.
And some people, it can be miserable because it just... people don't know how that feels inside.
No, and so when you start having them, you generally don't know what that feels inside either. And so different from the night sweats where it's just kind of like, phoom, like it's, you've been rained on.
Yeah.
I always think of it as coming up from the womb.
That's true.
And it just comes up, and like you say, you see this red.
Like a thermometer.
And you just kind of have to just clutch at everything. One of my scenarios is always wear a pretty camisole, and it's about being after sailing and having turtlenecks on and a whole bunch of people in a booth in a restaurant, and the hot flash started, and I just started grabbing at everything, and everything got torn off until I was down to the camisole, and everybody's looking at me, and my partner said, "So you're going to take more off?" Well, I could.
Or the other thing is, you're saying all the time, is it hot in here? Yeah. Are you hot? Is it hot in here?
Yeah. The first time in my life, I'm actually turning down the heat instead of...
Yeah. You know. Or then you're kind of cold, so you got a blanket, but you don't keep the heat on. So it's a very interesting time of life. And I don't know why past generations didn't want to talk about it, but it certainly has opened up a lot. And I guess it's because we're the majority of the population now with boomers, right? So
that's right.
Just like the peace and love movements and everything else and women's lib, and it's sort of okay to talk about.
Well, then we don't take things standing, just sitting down.
No.
It's, you know, if it's happening to me and it's ruining my life, we have to talk about it.
Absolutely. And your book, which you're going to Chicago next week, you know, it's a real hit. Menopause or Lunacy, that is a question, is available in Canada.
Yes.
All around the world.
Yes.
And a lot of people are really resonating with the message you have in here.
Yeah, it's just wonderful when I show someone my book and they're like, oh my God, that's just me. And that's, and they all of a sudden we're off to the races, right? I have nothing to say for the next 10 minutes because the person's just, and this happens, and da da da.
Well, isn't it very similar, Donna, to our birth stories? When we have kids, you need to talk about it because it's so huge. And with a girlfriend or something, right?
Yep.
So you can just go over it because it's sort of like, traumatic and wonderful, but it's like, whoa, is that real? Sort of like this, that you kind of need to go over some of the finer points, such as the sleeping disorder, and maybe some remedies, because everybody's got a little something that maybe they know about that's sort of safe and effective. What have you found for sleeping that had helped you or other people that you've heard about?
I didn't go through the what I sort of call now the traditional HRT, you know, but I had some topical cream that helped somewhat. I just really felt that finally at some point I thought, well, I just have to chill out about it, because if I'm laying there tensed and upset and like I'm going to be rotten at work tomorrow and then I'm not going to get back to sleep. So I just sort of did my own thing. I started just getting out of the bed, you know, while the boy in the bed slept, lovely, just and going into the living room, blankets around me, and I started reading. My eyes were okay. I could read then. Yeah. Anyway, and then as soon as I felt that, okay, I might be tired, I didn't go back because that would wake me up. I just slumped down, and sometimes it would work and sometimes
right.
it wouldn't.
And I think that's very true, is when you fight it, like, oh, I need to get more sleep because I have to be up, and it just does not help. And sometimes just get up for a while, because you'll eventually nod off again. And this too shall pass is a saying you had. I know my mom used that, and that's true. And it ebbs and flows, because it doesn't really, like, go away forever. It may come back a bit. But, you know, it kind of, it doesn't run a straight line.
Oh, definitely not. And in fact, one day last week, I was suddenly on fire, not in a good sort of way, sweating.
You were hot, not in a good way.
And I actually did, I thought, well, what's the matter with me? Because it's been a while since I've had a hot flash. And then I went, guess what? I'm just having a full-blown hot flash standing here.
And you know what one of the worst parts is? Have you heard that tampons now have no tax on them? And now we don't need them any longer. Isn't that a bummer?
I wouldn't.
35 years.
I wouldn't say that's the worst calamity, but.
Yes. I just thought it was kind of amusing, right? Like, really? Wow. Okay. Can't use
that. That's quite the step. There must have been a big lobby around
that
one.
There was a big lobby around it. Isn't that something?
That's good.
It is very good. And the road back to fitness. So you were a fitness buff. Uh-huh. You started developing maybe a little around the middle, which happens. And that's hard to get rid of. Yeah. You got to do some cardio. What have you found to get back into fitness and to sort of get that mojo going again?
One thing that helped me, and I don't want to badmouth anything, but earlier in my life when I lifted weights in the gym and so on and so forth, I'm pumped up, pump you up. And then I didn't feel like doing that anymore. Someone I know really thought curves was great. And, you know, it was good for that time for me. Because I just wasn't doing anything else other than walking, which is good too. But I needed more cardio and so on and so forth. So it ran its time with me, where then I felt I could get back and do some of the old stuff I did, and then more running and so on and so forth.
An evolution.
That's
just
right.
Just like us, right? And this chapter, fighting the has-been fever. You know, I think it's a great time to be the ages we're at, because, you know, there's no such thing as limitless. You can keep, you know, you can go on and on. There's other careers, other things. Women, I see with Izzy, women, I mean, it's amazing. From the young to the very elderly of us, who are so involved in life still, in whatever level. So is that how you've kind of got to the next side too?
Yeah, and another thing I did, and it was just a comment from someone at work one day, said, hey, do you want to do belly dance classes with me? And I said, yeah, I've actually kind of thought of that before, and I've not done it. Well, she ended up not being able to do it because of a physical thing. But I went on to take probably 8 years of belly dance and do some shows and so on and so forth, and loved it, and helped me appreciate the larger middle and a little, that's something that jiggles. My body wasn't, they didn't jiggle before, not allowed.
Yeah, and jiggles okay.
Yeah, and it was actually kind of sexy, apparently.
I think that's the key, though, is just keeping involved and joining stuff, because you never know what's going to be fun for you. Keep joining classes, learning stuff, right? Let's talk quickly about the caregiver's agreement.
Okay. It's all a personal experience for me. That's how I do things, and helped with my mom. She went into a home, just you know, it's not the greatest adventure mm-hmm. for them or for us. My husband's mother always wanted us to take care of her when the time came. That's the tough one. Like, how did you tell them when the time is? Because they don't want to be there. So we're doing that. But lawyers recommended a family caregiving agreement. So I said, I'll go online. And they said, not so much on there. So I said, I'm a writer, did this before, I'll write one. So my husband and I did that, and the lawyers liked it. And so we worked with that, and it was great. It was great because when we asked her things like, well, what about, you know, we have to talk about incontinence. It wasn't like we were telling her that she was incontinent. It's that we had this document that we had to fill out.
Right.
And we couldn't skirt it because the lawyers wanted it done. Mm-hmm. So that was really helpful to do that, and it's been helpful since when maybe somebody isn't playing by the rules, you can remind them and so on and so forth. So really helpful for families, no matter what your family is, to get together, buy the document online, talk about it, contact me if you've got questions, if I can help.
Yeah, we're going to do a senior special next month, so I'd like you to come back on also and talk about that, because I think that's a really important piece of that puzzle, too, to help out. Be proactive, right?
Because there's so many in that age range.
Absolutely. And we'll all be there one day, hopefully, if we're lucky enough, right?
That's right. Yes, and doing it well.
And what about the skincare? You do a skincare line, too. That's
yes, Rodan and Fields.
Canada.
And it's has been in the U.S. for quite a time. Do you know the Proactive for acne?
Yes.
Same dermatologists that created that thought, you know what? There's so many of us getting into different ages, and we can really help these women, not just women, I should say, but these people really have put a better face forward.
So does it have the same kind of acne? It's not that. It's for a mature skin?
One of the pieces still does the acne in a different way. But yes, it's there's four of them, and I'm using Redefine. So they called it anti-aging at one point. But I like it because, you know, it's, you got more lines. You got little crevices that stuff's hiding in there.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you. Yeah.
This helps a lot. And is that a three-part thing? Is that like a moisturizer or a wash?
It's actually a little bit more complex than that. It's like really going to a person who does a thing.
you know? It's like charades at home, too. You try to think of a name. Even though, you know, the hands are going and eight people of the same age group are trying to chime in. It's like you've won the Nobel Peace Prize. What if you get it?
My mom used to say, oh, I'll write you a letter.
Yeah. At 3 a.m., I'll think of that.
That's right. Now I don't know where we were. So
we're talking about skincare line.
Yeah. So there's the daily is just three or four things, and then there's other special things you do. But there's two
important
whirly gigs, I call them, and they help really get your skin plumped up and just feeling and looking great. And so they're like professionals would use in a spa.
Well, very good. Now, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about the skincare, about the agreement, and about your book, of course?
Yeah, what you can do is, you can go to easymenopauselunacy.com, and then you go between my two websites. That might be the easiest. But the other is different.org, D-F-R-E-N-T.org.
Okay, and a final 20 seconds here. If someone's going through this right now, they're feeling glum and gloomy, give them one tip that can, you know, make their day-to-day, that's something they can do proactive to feel a little better about this whole menopause situation.
Think of a really good girlfriend that you can go and talk to about it. You can get stuff off your back, you can learn, and then just look to your tribe for help, because we're all there to help.
Yeah, sometimes just opening up is the hardest, but the best once you do it, right?
You're right.
Great talking to you. You're going to stick around too, right? Because you're going to ask the doctors about your condition here. Great. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk to Dr. Olivia Dam and Dr. Darren Benn.
Locally owned and operated Camino Carpets and Flooring. You may have known them as Camino Carpets for years, but you should get to know them as Camino Carpets and Flooring. They do more than just carpets. They do all types of flooring. Camino offers free estimates and guaranteed installations, and will help you find the right flooring for your home or business. They take pride in their work, so you can be proud of your floors. Camino Carpets and Flooring, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. 3950 Quadra Street, across from Lumber World.
The CRD is pleased to offer the next step in recycling convenience. Three great options for getting your new residential recycling schedule starting May 1st. You can download a schedule from the CRD website and print it at home. You can request to have a schedule mailed to you. You can download our free smartphone app or subscribe to recycling updates and reminders via text message, email, voicemail, or Twitter. The choice is yours. For details, just visit crd.bc.ca. The CRD, making a difference together.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. One man suffered burns after an explosion at an apartment on View Street near Quadra yesterday afternoon. Victoria firefighters went into the suite and determined some kind of explosion had happened in the kitchen. A drug paraphernalia was found, and the man was apparently cooking marijuana with camping fuel. The investigation is ongoing. A farmer in Saanich says he will remove the cows from his controversial farm in Gordon Head this week as a token of appreciation to his neighbors. Here's CFAX's Kyle Reynolds.
Don Ahlberg has been fighting for years to have his property rezoned so it can be redeveloped. After being rebuffed by Saanich's former mayor and council, Ahlberg turned the property into a bustling cattle feedlot. Neighbors complained the farm was inappropriate for a residential neighborhood and that it was bringing down their property values. Now that his rezoning application is being considered by Saanich's new mayor and council, Ahlberg says he'll move the remaining 19 cows left on his property to another farm on Thursday. Kyle Reynolds, CFAX 1070 News.
There are no reports of injuries or damage after a powerful and extremely deep earthquake struck near some remote Japanese islands. Japan's meteorological agency measured the quake at 8.5. The U.S. Geological Survey put it at 7.8. Ken Moritsugu says people throughout Japan felt it, and it shook buildings in Tokyo.
It was quite a strong quake, and it affected all of Japan from Hokkaido in the very north to Okinawa in the south. We felt it here in Tokyo quite strongly, stronger than most earthquakes here in Tokyo. Within my apartment, paintings were swinging on the walls, and so it was a bit worrisome.
No tsunami warning was issued because the quake was more than 640 kilometers deep. And the U.S. is condemning Beijing's building of artificial islands in the South China Sea.
In a speech in Singapore, Defense Secretary Ash Carter criticized China's push to claim the Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. Carter said the U.S. is deeply concerned by China's land reclamation in the islands and opposes their militarization.
As a Pacific nation, a trading nation, and a member of the international community, the United States has every right to be involved and concerned.
Pentagon officials confirmed that China has placed two large artillery vehicles on one of the artificial islands it has built in the island chain. The defense secretary warned that the further militarization could increase the risk of a miscalculation or conflict. Luis Martinez, ABC News.
CFAX weather is next.
Imagine a spectacular fruit salad. Now imagine that you made it with fruit from your own fruit trees. And where do you get them? Marigold Nurseries. Apple, pear, plum, cherry. Browse Marigold's wide variety of vegetable and fruit starts. Lettuce, spinach, broccoli, raspberries, blueberries, and more. Spring is the thing at Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. Drop by and visit today. On Lockside Drive in Saanichton, online at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours.
CFAX weather, mainly sunny today, a high of 22 degrees. A few clouds tonight, a low down to 10. Getting cloudy tomorrow, though, with a high of 21. And then there's a chance of showers for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's beautiful and 17 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. Your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
CFAX 1070 is your home for the 2015 Stanley Cup playoffs.
This is it. Game 7 of the Western Conference Final goes tonight at 5 p.m. from Anaheim as the Chicago Blackhawks and the Ducks face off to find out who goes to the Cup.
The 2015 Stanley Cup Playoffs. This is where the pros play. This is CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. We are going to talk about eye care now. We have Dr. Olivia Dam and Dr. Darren Bain in the studio. They're from the Victoria Eye Center, and also Donna Randall is going to stay around because she has a question for them after. But welcome to the show, first of all, you guys. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing very well.
Yeah, great.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I looked up your website. There's lots of great information, and I think eye health is something that we take for granted, that we can just see and we're lucky, and then we get older maybe and we realize stuff is happening. And I sort of went online, looked a little about cataracts today, and there's a lot to it. It's not always just age. What are cataracts, Dr. Bain?
Yeah, cataracts, the eye is a very special organ in the body. And the eye is actually quite small, although it's really intricate. The eye is basically an area that allows us to see very, very well. And if we use the analogy of an old school camera, where the lens at the front of the camera allows you to focus images on the film or the back of the eye, the lens inside of the eye, which is behind the color portion called the iris, gets a little bit fuzzy or foggy with age. And that's what we call a cataract when it starts affecting your vision.
So it's like our dog has that. It's like that film, you can kind of see it, like
it
cloudy
is.
Almost?
Exactly. It's a little bit of a cloudy. There's several different types, but most people will see a cloudiness, especially in animals and things like that.
What age for a human do we usually see that?
It's all dependent. Typically, we would see people start developing cataracts around the age of 50. yeah, I know. And it usually doesn't give them too many problems until probably for the around the age 60 to 65.
So is that like Donna was saying when, you know, hers is more advanced now, but you kind of they get maybe a little more weepy or they get drier or there's just, you know, a little bit of stuff floating around. Is that kind of the starting step or what are the symptoms?
Yeah, so one of the issues is there's many things that happen to us as we age. One of the things that many people get are dry eyes. There's a number of reasons for that. And that's a separate subject compared to cataracts. And cataracts is typically a purely only visual issue. You don't tend to have any physical symptoms besides visual discrepancies. So many people will find that driving a car, say, late at night, there's a lot of glare, and it becomes very, very challenging for them to drive.
I thought my parents were just kidding about that one when they, I don't like to drive at night. Yeah, right. I get it, because if you're on a dark road with no lights and cars are coming, you kind of get that kind of thing going.
Yeah, going out to the airport, for example, just trying to pick somebody up, or just going out for any length of time. I mean, it can really affect your independence in the world, and you don't want to go out anymore. And so that's probably one of the biggest factors that we see with our patients is just independence and their ability to drive at night is one of the biggest issues that they see.
And Olivia, Dr. I just call you Olivia.
Sure.
Of course, I've seen you.
No, that's great.
what do you do then once you see someone? What kind of testing do they have to go through to kind of see if they need surgery, or are there other things you can do before surgery to help someone with cataracts? And you have a little example too.
We do.
Cool.
We're so used to using models, but I know that through the radio you can't see
anything. No, we can see it, but we can explain it. That's quite cool.
So the first thing we look at when we see a patient with a cataract is just to take a look at their lens and see if it's cloudy. And if it is cloudy, then we can't make the vision any better with glasses or anything like that, then we would offer surgery at that point. There are tons of other tests that we do to determine the best lens for the patient and optimal kind of surgical technique, but that's ultimately the fundamentals, is that we try and get their vision as best as possible with kind of lenses in front of their eye, and if that's not satisfactory, then surgery is the next step.
Is surgery a better thing to do just to get it over with, or does it get worse? Like, what is the progression of it? It will get worse even if you have glasses?
It certainly will get worse, and that's usually the tipping point, is that many people have worn glasses their entire life and then they can't be corrected any better with the pair of glasses, and that's often the time we see patients in general.
Yeah, I know, it's so crazy. My mom's in her 80s and she had better eyesight than people that were 20. I mean, you know, it's miraculous. And you guys have a special laser-assisted way of doing cataracts. Tell us about that, Dr. Bain.
Yeah, there's several ways which both Dr. Dam and I do cataract surgery. In the past, we've gone to third world countries where we have no technology. We come up to Canada where we have lots of technology, but the technology is changing immensely. Traditionally, we've done it with ultrasound, which is a little bit of an older technology, but it breaks up the lens inside of the eye. It actually does produce a little bit of energy, however, and that can actually damage the eye. Much like 10 years ago, there was no iPhones. Now everybody has an iPhone in their pocket. And just like that, our technology is changing too with the eyes. And now many of us are using a laser. It's a femtosecond laser, which is 1/1,000,000th of a second, the way the laser works. And it is so precise that it can do things much better than we can do technically with our hands.
Is it scary, Dr. Dam, to use that? Like, you must do a lot of, testing and research before you can, of course, use that. But is it amazing that you can have this after you've been working in third world countries to have such a laser? And also for the patient to know it's even that much more improved, that safety-wise?
No, absolutely. It's just the cuts that it makes are so precise and accurate. And, we do a pretty good job by hand in terms of doing these cuts, but we will never be as accurate as the laser.
So what happens then when the patient, it's an outpatient in your clinic? What do they go through to have this done? And do you have a control of the eye? Because, I think about being a makeup artist and putting mascara on someone. How do you make sure that eye is open and you're not making any mistakes and it doesn't go blinking or anything?
Sure. So when we do, for example, when we're doing the laser component of it, technology's on our side. We have trackers, a video tracker, as well as the ability to sense how much somebody's moving vertically, horizontally, in every single direction. And if things go outside of those parameters, actually our computer takes over. But before that would happen, we would take over and we just settle the patient down. So there's so many safety parameters. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Interesting stuff. Yeah. We come back, we'll talk more about kids too and when they should come in for their first exam. And I know you deal a lot with that, Dr. Dam. So back in 2 minutes with the two doctors.
Yeah.
Ken the Dobber Dobson was CFAX's longtime sportscaster. In his memory, CFAX 1070 and Jim Pattison Toyota Victoria present the annual Ken Dobson Athletic Scholarship. It's available to a graduating grade 12 student entering a recognized BC post-secondary institution. Other requirements apply as well. For an application form, go to CFAX1070.com or contact your school principal. Submit it to CFAX by Friday, June 12th. The Ken Dobson Athletic Scholarship from Jim Pattison Toyota Victoria and CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Get ready for Oodles of Noodles for Hope on June 6th. Enjoy a pasta dinner and a night of dancing. There will be a silent auction and a chance to purchase raffle tickets to win a trip for two to anywhere that Air Canada flies. How awesome is that? And tomorrow is the last day of feast food and film at Vic Theatre. You can enjoy wine, cheese, meat, brunch, and even champagne. But don't worry, the food is served before the film, so no drooling is necessary. June is ALS Awareness Month. Please drop your bottles off to the charity bins at any of the three bottles depot locations during the month of June and July. No sorting required. More events at CFAX1070.com. That has been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
You want to eat right and lose weight? But what about the food cravings we all get? It's tough. That's why there's PGX SatisFast protein drinks and bars. They reduce food cravings and support healthy weight loss. They're also delicious, gluten-free, and made with non-GMO ingredients. PGX SatisFast vegan protein and whey protein and organic vegan protein bars. Available in chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and more. So shake it up and get them at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on Fifth Street in Sydney.
Brakes squeaking, tires need rotating, or time for an oil change? Why not take your vehicle to Midas? They offer the personal attention of a neighborhood garage and the protection and guarantees of a national chain. Midas has been serving the island for over 40 years. All 7 stores are locally owned and are still setting the standard. They're a great alternative to the new car dealer.
Appointments are accepted but not necessary. Call or drop by your local Midas shop today.
Shining the spotlight on Victoria's finest talent.
Eye on the Arts with Adam Sawatsky. Sundays at noon on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Dr. Dam and Dr. Ben, and also Donna Randall is still here. We're talking about cataracts. What about these new kind of bionic lenses? You're saying that it's amazing the difference now with the lenses you're putting in.
Sure. Over the last week, there's been a lot of news and propaganda about a new lens that's come out. It's called the bionic lens. It's not available yet, but many people, including our patients, are asking about that. And that's to give you better vision than theoretically possible. And it's been pretty exciting to hear that news because it's Dr. Garth Webb, who is over in Vancouver, a local homegrown person, is part of that enterprise. They're still in the experimental phases with that, but it's very exciting that this technology will be coming out in the next several years, and we're certainly excited to be part of that. It's not available yet, but...
I think that sounds very scary. I think if I really saw myself truly that magnified, I might freak out. I might never leave the house.
But even now, we have wonderful technologies in terms of lenses we can implant. So it's even now, we have lenses that you can implant that allow you to see well for distance and close, whereas before, conventionally, we'd only be able to make you good for one distance. So it's just, it's amazing what technology is doing these
days. And no halos, you said, none of these.
No. In the past, there was a lens that would allow you to see well for distance and close, but you'd have a lot of halos. And now there's this new lens that's been developed by a Canadian in the Netherlands, so another Canadian.
Absolutely. And tell me a little bit about your travels, too, to help other people in different countries. What was that all about?
Oh, I think that Dr. Bain and I are really big advocates of giving back, and giving back not just locally, but kind of globally as well. And there's so much to do in the world in terms of care and teaching and just getting people to see again. And in lots of parts of the world, many parts of the world, if we're not there, then these people are blind for the rest of their lives, or you know, they pass away because they aren't able to provide themselves with a living. So
that's huge.
Yeah, it's really...
That must be the most gratifying, because I really think, and I know, Donna, you are the same way, that giving back is just as important as anything else we do in life, right? A job is great and family, but giving back, I'm sure, to be able to have the skills you have and see people that their lives are changed and how profusely they thank you, I'm sure, must be amazing.
No, it's... like you say, it's really gratifying for us. It's more we feel like we, you know, almost selfishly go and do this because it's so rewarding to.
But isn't that what people say? Mm-hmm. When you know you get more back, but you're a miracle maker to these people that you give eyesight back. I mean,
it's certainly a win-win situation for both parties, and it's
good for you.
It's a very exciting and yeah, as I say, gratifying, just like a Dr. Dam here.
Well, I think that gives you like an A plus. That gives you brownie points because that's a. Exceptional to do that kind of thing for people. Donna, you had a question because I know you wanted to see prevention-wise or whatever you're going through, what Dr. Bain had to say about this.
Right, and thank you. For me, this the dry eyes situation is sort of like the last thing with the menopause thing. It's like, oh, I'm through everything else now. Whether it's age or how menopause fits in there, but I know a lot of women have dry eyes, and it's just like it's been, it's just really been difficult for me to function. I'm a writer, and I, you know, try to see things and so on and so forth. So I'm thinking of what kind of prevention, not just menopausal women, but everyone can engage in to help this from not happening.
Well, first of all, you're not alone. This is a huge issue for many people, whether you're a woman or a man, and that's one thing. And two, unfortunately, it is age related. And there's one thing about my life: I grow older every day, and so I look forward to having these issues. Also, I don't have much of them, but there's certainly a lot of things we can do. And it's just the simple things, often to start off with. Keeping hydrated, especially in the summertime, is a huge thing. Often our thirst goes down with age, and we don't drink as much, and that's probably the number one thing I would suggest to people. Secondly, just a free natural technique is to use some warm compresses, which is a warm face cloth, over both of your eyes for at least 5 minutes with both your eyes closed. I usually say listen to your favorite radio program, like Patty Mac.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And for a minimum 5 minutes, if you can do that on a daily basis, that will work wonders. And you'll be surprised that you don't need anything else besides that. If that's not helpful, then you go to the next step, which is putting some artificial tears in your eyes. And you can do that 1 to 4 times a day. And typically, you can pick up those artificial tears at any pharmacy. Lastly, we do have medications that we can prescribe for dry eyes in general, but I think that's sort of the last step that we try to do. And those simple first steps, I think, are usually very beneficial to most individuals. And unfortunately, that does not go away with age. In fact, those complaints often, I hear them, you know, per decade, that there's one more sort of, geez, this is really affecting my life and my activities of daily living. But there are treatments for that.
Don, that's why that, you know, our moms used to have always a Kleenex stuffed up here. Now we do. It's for the eyes. Because it just happens.
Well, I don't need it because my eyes don't water at all. So.
That's right.
Yeah. What about fish oil? Is it fish oil recommended?
Yeah, I mean, people have fish oil. Fish oils are quite beneficial. Most people don't think of the tears being made up of several components, but they are. It's not water. There's a few different things, and one of the components is oil. And so fish oil can be quite beneficial. You need a layer of oil to allow the tears to go over the surface smoothly. And so, yeah, fish oil is good, not only for your eyes, your heart, and the rest of your body. So if you could
And one more thing,
that,
too, before
be
the break. Visine, do people overdo this stuff all the time and kind of get addicted to it, and is it bad stuff?
Yes.
I hear you saying, tell me.
Well, Visine... in general, I don't recommend. I recommend other lubricant drops of different brand names. I can list Sustain, Refresh, Genteel. And the reason I don't recommend Visine is that some of its formulations has an ingredient that constricts blood vessels in the eye, and that can actually cause your eyes to be even more dry. So it's, but it makes your eyes look great. So if you have a special event and you want to make your eyes look nice and white and great, that's a good drop to use. But routinely, that is not a drop I would recommend.
You are getting the best advice here from experts. Come back in 2 minutes and you'll get more.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Ah, Friday traffic out of the city is the worst. I'm so happy we're almost there.
Yeah, about that. I can't remember if I locked the front door or if I set the alarm force system. Do we turn back?
Actually, I can do both right from my smartphone with Alarm Force Connect. There. All done.
Alarm Force Connect. Remotely arm or disarm your system and even lock your doors from anywhere.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Join the East Side conversation on sites for sewage treatment. The East Side Select Committee is pleased to announce 2 interactive public workshops offering info on sites brought forward by Oak Bay, Saanich, and Victoria, and opportunities to offer direct feedback and exchange ideas. May 30th at UVic's Cadborough Commons Building and May 31st at the Victoria Conference Center, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. To register, visit crd.bc.ca/eastside. See you at the East Side Community Dialogue.
Is it easy to get more? Well, I was looking at my dream car in Ford.ca, and I get 0% APR financing, and I can recycle my old ride and get between $1,000 and $2,500. And now, between May 26 and June 1st, I can get even more with up to an additional $750 towards the purchase finance of most new 2015 vehicles, like F-150, Mustang, Focus, and Escape. So yeah, it is easy.
When you get up to an additional $750 until June 1st during the Get Even More sales event, it's even easier to get into a Ford. See Ford.ca for details.
Hi, this is Daryl.
And I'm Tom from Murphy Wallbeds.
You know, it seems like everyone needs more room these days, but with the cost of renovations in real estate, it seems next to impossible to get it.
Need a home office, guest room, storage, or TV room? With Murphy Wallbeds, you can have it.
Let us show you how our innovative designs and products can let one room do it all at a fraction of the price.
Come and see what we have in store for you at Murphy Wallbeds of Victoria, 3075 Douglas Street. Building quality living solutions into Victoria homes for over 25 years.
We are back. We have Dr. Olivia Dam and Dr. Darren Bain. They're with the Victoria Eye. Do you call it Victoria Eye? That's it? .com?
VictoriaEye.com.
And this is a great company you have going here because you have all the experts. Dr. Kilshaw, and who is the other doctor?
We have Drs. Buffum as well as Dr. Gann working with us as well.
So you have a lot of expertise in one spot, and we're talking about the population that we're all going to be hitting a certain age, so the next 10 years.
Yeah, the next 10 years, we know by population statistics, especially in Victoria, individuals over the age of 65 is roughly going to double. And we're sort of just preparing for that right now, many of the doctors. And we're a center in eyes, but we know that there's other centers such as orthopedics that are doing the same thing and trying to get a good center, experts, as well as trying to pool resources.
We live in a great city for aging, that's for sure, because mm-hmm. we have a lot of top-notch people that can help us. It's a good time to be old, yeah. And we're going to talk about kids quickly. What sure. age should they come in and start their first eye appointment so that they can see what base they're at? Because maybe at school they're mm-hmm. not doing great, and it could be their eyes.
Absolutely. So Dr. Bain and I are ophthalmologists, and we work very closely with the optometry community in Victoria with these kids. And so these kids should be screened at quite an early age. I would recommend having your kids screened by the time they're 3 years of age.
Oh, really?
Because sometimes your child can look normal, and both their eyes can be straight, but one of their eyes can be weaker. Mm-hmm. And if that's not caught early enough, then that eye will essentially not see for the rest of their life. So it's really important that your children are all screened quite early. And I would recommend starting at around 3 years of age.
And you make it fun, I'm sure, so it's not too yeah. laborious for them.
Absolutely. So
I'm sure you have lots of good stories of little kids, well as older people, because I'm sure it's the two sides of the spectrum, so to speak. And what about old person disease? I've got the Costco gift pack here, the three or four, I'm sure these are the worst to get, and they keep going up in the magnification. And my friend Dave Rossi, we call him the kid, now he's in his 50s and he has to get the odd, the glasses out because he's squinting. What is that, and how can we fix it? Or is there a way to fix it? What's the name of it?
The condition is called presbyopia, and that
sounds good.
Yeah, and that's the muscles inside of the eye actually start to sort of deteriorate with age. It's very common, most commonly in people 40 years and up. We do see some people in their late 30s or mid 30s, and other people are in their 60s and develop that. There's not much you can do about it besides getting a pair of reading glasses, or there are some surgeries that
Are there some laser surgeries now that can help with that? And
there
that
are.
Will be probably coming on board more and more, wouldn't you think?
These are the types of surgeries that we're actually presently doing. Interestingly enough, that not only give people surgery that gives them distance vision, but the near vision that some people have had that taken away over the last 20 years. And so that's that technology, we'll work hand in hand with that technology to improve vision.
Oh, that would
be very exciting, actually.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fantastic, because... I got the sunglasses on the head and the thingies and the readers, and I got a pair in every room. It's like
yeah. So that technology that Dr. Bain is talking about is lens exchange. And so essentially we're taking out your natural lens, putting it in an artificial lens that allows you to see well for distance and close. And the benefit of that is later on you don't have to have cataract surgery because your lens has already been replaced.
So we can actually say we're not getting older, we're getting better. It's true. We can get all the surgery done, the eyes, the ears, the face. I'll be like Brad, like, wow. Oh my goodness. Let's talk about glaucoma. My mom had this. It sounded like a Scottish song, but what is glaucoma?
Glaucoma is a condition. There's many actually different types of glaucoma, but the standard type of glaucoma most people talk about is that the pressure in the eye increases with age. And that pressure in the eye can compress on the optic nerve, much like you have a cord to a TV. If you have enough pressure on that cord, information is not going to get transferred.
Can you feel it? Do you know?
You do not. It's a silent condition. And then when you lose your vision, people think vision goes black. It doesn't. It just disappears, like kind of seeing it at the back of your head. And you say, well, you can't see it at the back of your head. You can't. And that's exactly like glaucoma. Oh. So if you're not getting regular health checks, say by an optometrist every 1 to 2 years as you age, you could have a condition that's completely treatable. You could be losing vision and you just don't know it.
So Dr. Dam, you need to have that test done when you have an eye exam as well to see if you do have glaucoma.
Yeah. And it's standard that, like I said, just with kids with glaucoma, that's something we work hand in hand with the optometry community. So you would see your optometrist once every year or two, and they would screen your eyes. They would check your pressures and make sure it's not elevated. And that's all part of the routine screening.
And we have about 30 seconds. Macular degeneration, I hear so much about that lately. What is that, Dr. Dam?
Okay. So macular degeneration is when the back of your eye, the center of your vision in your retina, starts to disappear. So the retina is like the film in the eye, and it's when it gets splotchy with age. And so there are things that we can definitely do to help to minimize progression of macular degeneration, such as vitamins, eating big green leafy vegetables, lots of berries.
So there is hope nowadays. It's not like that's it. We live in a time where, you know, get in to see your professionals, mm-hmm. and there's probably something you can do about it.
Absolutely.
And how do people get a hold of you? They want to know more about what you do and about your practice.
They can give us a call or check us out at victoriaeye.com, and we're happy to help them out.
Excellent. Donna Randall, Dr. Bain, Dr. Dam, great having you on the show.
Thank you. Wonderful information.
If you want to know more about my guests or have any more questions for them or have ideas for the show, I'm at lifestylewithpattymack.com for radio and real estate. Until we meet again, get out there and have a great weekend. Enjoy.